Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, March 28th. Unplug Performance took delivery of an early Tesla Model Y, and they quickly installed their popular lowering springs, and the looks are stunning. Quote, "We have developed the ultimate lowering springs for Tesla Model Y. Our proprietary dual-rate linear technology delivers the best performance in terms of handling, comfort, aerodynamics, and of course, sporty looks." Speaking of suspension, another leak shows that Tesla is working on an air suspension for the Model 3 and Model Y, despite Elon Musk denying that the vehicles will get the feature. An employee of Tesla Collision Center posted an image of a 12-volt electrical architecture of the Model Y on Reddit, and before deleting the post, it showed that Tesla built in the 12-volt architecture for the Model Y to work with its own air suspension. A new report from Uhua, a Chinese YouTuber who has been tracking the progress at Tesla Gigafactory Shanghai, states that Tesla is now capable of producing 3,000 cars per week at the plant. Quote, "Tesla Shanghai's superfactory currently has production capacity of 3,000 units per week, which is significant improvement over the 2,000 units per week before the resumption of work." And on the other side of the world, Tesla has reportedly told authorities that it is reducing its workforce at Gigafactory Nevada by 75%. Panasonic, who produces battery cells at the same place, has already announced that it is stopping production amid the crisis. Tesla has announced that it is going to put some employees on furlough due to a drop in demand amid the current coronavirus crisis. An email from Axel Tangen, Tesla's director of Northern Europe, says, quote, "In plain terms, our current capacity is higher than the actual work available to us, due to uncertainty and restrictions caused by the coronavirus outbreak." And concluding our Tesla coverage today, Tesla is preparing to release an update to its autopilot system that will enable it to automatically stop at traffic lights. The automaker is supposed to introduce more advanced driver assist features meant to help city driving, the same way autopilot has been doing so on the highway. A company called Out of Spec Motoring apparently has access to a Model 3 with early access software, and they released a video on Twitter of the new autopilot software in action. Since the video has no sound, and I can't use it for this audio podcast, I'll take a second and let you imagine a vehicle stopping at a red light. Compelling, isn't it? Okay, moving on. President Donald Trump on Friday afternoon said that he signed a presidential memorandum dictating the government to use any and all authority available under the Defense Production Act to require General Motors to make ventilators for hospitals to help patients with COVID-19. The order requires GM to accept, perform, and prioritize federal contracts for ventilators. And the season finale of the 2019 and 20 all-electric Formula E Championship is scheduled to take place at a unique indoor-outdoor facility in London. But with several of the year's venues postponed for 2 months, and some of them canceled or uncertain, London's Excel Center will instead be converted to a makeshift hospital to treat coronavirus patients. Electric vehicle sales were on a roll in Europe through February before the outbreak reached higher impacts on sales production. Jato Dynamics, an auto market firm, reported this week that battery electric vehicles were up 92% to 38,700 units year on year, and plug-in hybrids were up 153% to 28,700. The Chinese Wuling Motors, which is a joint venture with General Motors and SAIC Motor, revealed photos this week of its first all-electric vehicle. The company said that it's inspired by Japanese K cars, which are among the world's smallest highway-capable vehicles. And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, the Environmental Protection Agency announced a suspension of the enforcement of environmental rules on Thursday, saying that it will, quote, "generally not seek stipulated or other penalties for noncompliance with such obligations." This, of course, is during the coronavirus outbreak. A federal judge has ordered the U.S. Army Corps of Engineers to conduct a full environmental review of the Dakota Access Pipeline, 3 years after it opened. The controversial pipeline includes a small portion under the Missouri River. Now, the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe's reservation lies downstream from that area, and they're concerned that a leak could contaminate their drinking water and lands. Now, the Great Barrier Reef in Australia has suffered its third mass bleaching in 5 years. It's feared that warmer ocean temperatures, particularly in February, has caused the bleaching. The Welsh government, led by Welsh First Minister Mark Drakeford, is working to plant a national forest that would run the length and breadth of the country. The forest will connect existing protected woodlands with large-scale tree planting projects. Fridays for Future has started weekly live webinars with scientists, journalists, and activists. This week, Greta Thunberg was joined by activist Naomi Klein and World Health Organization climate change and health leader Diarmid Campbell-Lendrum. The excellent magazine Texas Monthly has published an article called "Is Climate Change Denial Thawing in Texas?" They write, quote, "Surprising statements by oil industry leaders have grabbed headlines, but the bigger change is underway more quietly among young Republicans." And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, Wheels, a popular electric bicycle-style electric scooter sharing platform, announced last week that it is pulling its vehicles from service due to the coronavirus crisis that is sweeping the country. Wheels just announced a partnership with the company Nanoseptic, which developed a self-cleaning surface innovation. Quote, "Powerful and toxin-free oxidation reaction that continuously breaks down any organic contaminants at the microscopic level without the use of poisons, traditional heavy metals, or dangerous chemicals." Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and mobility news. I'm Mikey G, and I hope you have a great day.